such a large difference on such a small change in mechanical properties in the chewing substrate was what really like opened my eyes and made my jaw drop a little bit, no pun intended there.
Van Casteren says energy expenditure might go up even more for tougher food items like carrots, nuts, and seeds. The results are in the journal Science Advances. Now, before you ditch your workout routine, keep in mind that chewing the gums fired up metabolism about the same way standing at a computer would, or reading a book.
It's not going to the gym and lifting weights, right? You're not building up giant muscles with chewing, but it's still a process that can consume a lot of your energy expenses during the day.
And while humans may not spend a lot of time chewing, especially considering the cooked and processed foods we eat, I mean, how long does it really take to chew a chicken nugget? The same is not true of our primate cousins. Orangutans and gorillas spend up to 6.5 hours a day chewing, and it's possible our human ancestors did too.
That's something that natural selection can work on, right? It can change tooth morphology or muscle architecture to increase the energy you're getting from your food, and that may give you a competitive advantage over your neighbor who's rubbish at chewing or something like that.
Researchers say the work could give scientists a new evolutionary lens through which to interpret fossil remains, especially the body parts most commonly left behind, the teeth and the jaws. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.